I'm Terry Brown, and I'm with one of my heroes right now, Tommy Sanders. And, Tommy, you know, I get to see you on TV every week, and I think, you know, you do the job that all of us would like to do, but you do it better than most.
You're talking about setting up Mark Zona, right? Teeing it up for Mark Zona. That's a pretty good job because he knocks it out of the park every time. But, yeah, thank you, Terry. I appreciate that. I'm glad you watch.
Well, I do watch, and I tell you what, you know, you talk about Zona, and we've got to see him on television a lot. I got to do the Great Angler Debate with him, and
sure.
Just a natural. You look at what you do, Tommy. You know, you've always been a professional, but you get this guy, never did TV before. All of a sudden, here he comes.
He's the greatest prodigy I've ever seen. I would rank him probably among the top 10 color analysis guys, all sports, not just outdoor sports, all sports across the board. He's right up there with Gary McCord and you know, Tim McCarver and all those guys. He's just right there. And he's better than most of them, too.
Well, you know, you kind of have, it's like the Smothers Brothers a little bit, you know. You got to play the straight guy once in a while, but I'm seeing you loosen up a little bit.
Well, now, you know, you got to have some guy who plays, that's the only way, even going back to vaudeville, that's the only way it ever works. You got one guy who does the straight line and the other guy who does the, both guys doing one-liners, it doesn't work.
Well, you got a great thing going there. You know, the Bassmasters have been around a long, long time, 38 years, I think, and you look at what's going on with television now, it's raising the bar in bass fishing, and we're seeing people who maybe weren't interested before, you know, some of the non-endemic sponsors out there, some of those kind of people, but they're jumping on the bandwagon. A lot of it has to do with the television and what you guys do, you and Zona.
Well, yeah, we've been, of course, with JM and Associates, but haven't done this for more than 10 years now. It just seems to get better every year, and we figure out another way to do things and another way to make it better. We bring Zona on board, you know, and he adds a whole other dimension. He's just terrific, and I'm very optimistic about it. I think it's going in the right direction.
Well, you know, you're a journalist really by trade, and if you think about it, you know, a TV journalist now, and as you look at this thing, when you think about how bass fishing's evolved, and now you're starting to see red fishing come into this a little bit, and Redfish Nation and Redfish Cup and some of those kind of things. Does it have the same model, do you think, that bass fishing does in the redfish area?
I think it's a little bit different model just because geographically it's a little bit different. But redfishing, you've redfished, Terry, you know it's got so many things in common with bass fishing. They grab it even harder than a largemouth bass. It's a great top-level predator fish and a great fun fish to fish for. And the coastal areas of this country are the parts of the country that are growing faster than any other part of this country. So you've got to think that redfishing is just going to grow in popularity in the years to come.
Well, let's reflect back on those 10 years a little bit. You know, you look back at, are you still learning? Are you still kind of developing and all those kind of things? Tell me a little bit about from, you know, year one to now, where you're at.
Well, year one, of course, is when JM started covering the FLW events. You know, we were there at the start of the FLW tour, and we did that for several years until ESPN, who we worked for, purchased Bass. And, you know, I didn't know anything much about tournament fishing when we started doing it. You know, I'd been doing the outdoor block for a while, and, you know, all kinds of fishing. But really getting seriously into tournament bass fishing is just something that's been a lifelong education. I feel like I'm not even halfway there yet. But it's a fascinating group of characters. You know, you talk to them each and every week. Some really dedicated guys who are doing something that's absolutely unique in the world of sports. And they're all independent contractors, and that makes them more interesting. If they were part of a big team where they could all throw tantrums and everything like that, it wouldn't be as interesting to me. But they've all got to hold it together by themselves. They're great individualists, and that's what makes it so exciting for me.
Well, I think you're way too humble. I look at two guys that I call play-by-play guys is you and Ron Franklin, and I think both of you are the epitome of what our sport's about. I see Ron do, you know, the fishing business, but he's also a great ABC, you know, he does all the play-by-play for their college football. And then I look at you, you know, you're the guy that everybody aspires to if you're in the media.
Oh, my gosh. I kind of doubt that. They certainly do aspire to be Ron Franklin, though. He's the greatest, and what a treat it is to work with him at the Classic each and every year. I wish he had more time to do. You know, he used to get to have time to do some bass fishing shows and stuff like that, and at least do the hosting part of that. And I wish he did still have that time because he's so good at it. And he's a good bass fisherman, too.
Well, you know, you got to hit your mark. You know, one of the things about TV, I think, goes unnoticed is the fact you got to hit your mark. You know, you and with Zona, I don't know how you keep him in line, first of all, but after that, you got to hit your mark. You got to make that 30-minute program, and you got to make it something people will watch.
Yeah.
You guys do a great job of it with the interwining of the clips and doing the things you're doing. That's got to be something you're pretty proud of when you look back.
Well, you know, we get the great good fortune of being able to look at a program that the people at JM have already put together when we step into those seats in the studio. So it's the story is, I would say, 90%. Told by then, and me and Zona sort of add our embellishments and everything like that, but you know, the people at JM are the best in the business by far, by such a large margin, it's not even funny. And getting set up like that when you sit down in the chair is, as I say, 90% of the game.
Tommy, look back at the sport a little bit with me, and you know, you talked about all the experience with FLW and then now doing this, but now you're starting to see a whole different niche of people. I think you're seeing, you know, guys that this is their living. This is not something they do as a sidebar. This is the way they make their living, and the money's there.
Yeah, absolutely. And this year, I think more so than ever before, I think guys, if they haven't made more money, they've certainly seen the promised land in terms of being able to really upgrade their profession in terms of what they get compensated for doing well, for being successful. And it's also opened them up to, I think, more success in terms of selling themselves, branding themselves, which is what this year was all about, and being able to sell this to the people who can sponsor them and pay the bills for them, keep them out there, give them the opportunities for more success, and put them before more people.
Well, you know, you look at them. I mean, you think about this. These are guys that are small-town guys, a lot of them, you know, and guys that have never been in front of a TV camera, but you put that camera out there, and all of a sudden they come to life, and they are characters, a lot of them.
Oh, man, that's what makes it. And the diversity of characters that we have out there. We got the young, hard-charging guys. We got the guys who go nuts, you know, when they catch a fish, and that's wonderful, too. We got the kind of crotchety guys, you know, who are good for a sort of a sarcastic one-liner. That makes that, it's all part of the mix, and it's that diversity that makes it such a good show. I mean, if everybody was the same, if everybody was vanilla across the board, it wouldn't be any good. But the way it is now, it's really good.
Let's talk about future of TV. You know, you got the fish tanks and everything else out there. What else is coming out at JM? Can you let me in on any secrets?
Well, I don't know. This year has been a heck of a busy year. You know, now we're doing, you know, 14 Bassmaster events, and that's a lot. You know, that's a significantly more than in years past. So right now it's just a matter of doing the best we can with what we got here. As far as new innovations, I don't know. I'm not the first guy they tell about that. They usually spring that on me at the last minute, but they come up with some good things.
Well, tracking of the fish this year I thought was phenomenal. You know, in the years past with Jerry's done that, and you know, it's amazing. Sometimes you see these fish, they never move from where they were caught, but then others will move miles and miles.
Amazing. I'm thinking of those fish at Rayburn, you know, who were caught, immediately took off across the big water there. I mean, just right across the middle, and the other one runs right across. You think a fish is sort of a bank hugger, a bass, you know, looking for other, you know, fish to ambush and everything. But, man, they just take off right across big rivers, big streams, huge bodies of water, big pools. And I think it surprised everyone because they'd never been tracked exactly that way before, never been tracked after they were caught by an angler, taken back, weighed in, and released. This is the first time that's ever happened. That's what made it so fascinating to me.
Well, it's making those fish stay alive and see if they go back to their habitat and all that. That's what we're really in it for. You look at it, it's conservation as well.
Yeah, and you know, it's very gratifying to see them get back there and do, you know, you can only in your mind hope that that's what happens, and to see some concrete evidence of that is really good.
Well, you know, the future looks so bright in bass fishing and red fishing and a lot of those kind of things, and you think about all the people we need to get engaged. I mean, the young people, you know, I always tell people if I can keep a kid on the water with me, I can keep him from breaking into my car, you know, and
yeah.
that's really what you're looking at. You're trying to get more of the youth involved as well.
Absolutely. I want to tell you a story. My wife and I were on vacation a couple of weeks ago, and we just kind of piled everything in the car and drove out west, and we went up to a little mountain town up 9,000 feet in southwest Colorado we had visited years before. I go down to get some coffee at the motel in the morning at the, you know, the Continental Breakfast, and the guy who's working it says, I know that voice from the Redfish Cup and the Bassmaster. So we got to talking, and he's a guide up there. He's a kid about 24 years old from Kansas, moved up there 9,000 feet, and he is just eaten up with the Bassmasters and Redfish. He guides trout fishermen all day long. He loves that, but that's what he's consumed with. And he told me, he said, these guys, this youngest generation of fishermen, all the guys that are coming along now are what's going to do it for me, because that's what does it for me. You know, I watch, I'm not everyone, but I watch to see those young guys go crazy and everything like that. And he says, that's what you need to catch the imagination of the next generation. So I think that's one element of it. Keeping the tradition going is important, too, and it's just finding the right mix of that.
Tommy, you're a true gentleman. I love having you on my program.
Well, I love seeing you at a redfish tournament, Terry Brown. I hope we see you at every one of them.
Thanks, Tommy. I'm Terry Brown. This is Bass Fan Radio.